Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Public Image Limited with Religion. I think that actually might be called Religion 2 or Religion 1 or 2 from the album First Issue, the very first record by John Lydon after the Sex Pistols exploded. They didn't implode, they exploded. They went out. Not in, they didn't fold inward. They flamed out big time. Really moving song. Gotta say, John Lydon was on the mark with that, given the, how do you say, the interesting behavior, especially at the Catholic Church over the past decades and what has come to light. Which is interesting about punk rock, all those things that bands like the Dead Kennedys sang about and Public Image Limited, and they kind of knew what they were talking about. It's kind of scary. The world they described has come to be. You're listening to McGee's Back Room on the Fightin' Words Radio Network. Appreciate you hanging out, checking out some tunes. Appreciate the folks from the Fightin' Words Radio Network, Frank and his crew, for giving me a place to play some music for you, hang out, talk, listen to tunes. At D. McGurgan, if you want to send a request or have a conversation or send a tweet, that is where you do it. This is a band called The Field, and the song is called The More That I Do. That's Prefuse 73 with a song called Storm Returns from the album called One Word Extinguisher. That's one of the more mellow tracks off that record. And that record, if my memory serves me right, has a bunch of kind of jumbled, it kind of sounds like a frantic DJ mix. Before that, The Field with a song called The More That I Do from an album called Yesterday and Today. There was a time when I used to listen to that kind of music, repetitive, kind of a disco-y, kind of techno or whatever you want to call it. And I used to hate it because I was like, this isn't real music. They're not using real instruments to play. Then it dawned on me, it is real music. And it's really just fascinating the way electronics and synthesizers and now all these technological tools allow you to make all these new sounds. It really opens up what's possible with music. Now it's pretty much limited only to what you can think of and make a computer and a program and an application do. It's just something else. McGee's back room. This is McGee. I'm sitting in the back room looking at a bunch of records, looking at a bunch of MP3s. We're going to listen to them together, if you're cool with that. I'm going to go in a little different direction. This is from one of the original innovators. This guy did it the old school way. Guitar, drums, bass, vocals, and just the innovation on this song and so many of his songs. You cannot get any better than this. Are you experienced?
If you can just get your together, then come on across to me. We'll hold hands and then we'll watch the sunrise from the bottom of the sea. But first, are you experienced? Or have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Well, I know, you probably scream and cry that your little world won't let you go. But who in your measly little world are you trying to prove that you're made out of gold and can't be sold? Are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Well, I have. Let me prove it to you. I think they're calling our name. can't hear them, but you will if you just take hold of my hand. Oh, but are you experienced? Have you ever been experienced? Not necessarily stone, but beautiful.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride, and we kill those people.
Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real.
It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoyed it. London, you're fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
You just know it, and I do. Excuse me. Big G's Back Room. Before that, Rollins Band with Do It. The first like one or two Rollins Band records are pretty darn good, and they started to stray, but gotta give respect and acknowledge those first couple of Rollins Band records, they really are pretty darn good, especially compared to those last few Black Flag records. And I'm not talking about the most recent one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't need to digress into Black Flag punk rock history. Just remember, it's just a ride, as Bill Hicks reminds us. In the clip we just heard, opened up with the Jimi Hendrix Experience, who need no explaining of who they are, what they did, what they've accomplished, and why it still sounds so fresh, like decades later. Another person whose music still sounds fresh is Paul McCartney, who still makes music. And after all these years, the Beatles just about to celebrate, or I don't think the Beatles are, but just the world or the media seems to be wanting to celebrate the 50th anniversary when they played on the Ed Sullivan Show, which is pretty remarkable to think that Paul McCartney is still making new music, and it's really, really good. His new record is called New, and this is one of the very good songs off it, called Queenie Eye. Thank you.
Cry, baby, cry.
sails in the dark. The kisses out of nowhere, put on specially by the children for a lark. Cry, baby, cry. Make your mother sigh.
Beatles with the Inner Light, George stepping up, playing some atypical music for the Beatles. If you think about where they were just a few years before that, with I Want to Hold Your Hand, and then going to that, something like that, using Indian music almost exclusively, that's a pretty big leap forward, probably. Blew a few people's minds. Still sounds mind-blowing today. Before that, Cry Baby Cry, John Lennon singing. The Breeders did their version of Happiness is a Warm Gun. That's from their record Pod. That's one of the better songs off that album. That album's kind of, I don't want to say hit and miss, because that's a cliche and I try to avoid using cliches. But that song is just a ripper, especially the way it kind of comes in, starts off quietly, and then when the drums and bass kind of kick in, and it's got some oomph to it. Really good. Feel like you're in the room with the band. Speaking of I Want to Hold Your Hand, we heard that. Again, Beatles, 50 years from when they were on the Ed Sullivan Show. It's a big deal. It's pretty cool that Paul McCartney's making new records still, that record is called New, and it is pretty good, man, for, you know, dude in his 70s, and, you know, he doesn't seem to be running out of hooks. I mean, it just seemed to, like, fall into his lap, which, you know, things falling into your lap, that's a cliche, right? So we'll avoid the cliches. This is a band that has a new record coming out soon. I think it's this month. It's coming out on a label that you probably are familiar with. Big fan of this label. It's based out of Seattle, Washington. This band, shoot, where do they come from? Slipped my mind. But it's not from the U.S. They have not put out a new record in about 5 or so years. Again, the new record's coming out on Sub Pop this month. The band is called the Not Twist, I think it is. N-O, Twist. All one word. This is called Close to the Glass. Actually, you know what? Yeah, it is called Close to the Glass. See? Always go with your first instinct. That's Fortet with Everything Is All Right. And indeed, everything is all right, because we have music and we can listen to music together, and music can take you back in time to a memory. Sometimes you hear a song and it just takes you back to this time, and you can remember it very vividly and hear it and see it and remember it. And it's an amazing experience to have, just to be able to listen to music. And appreciate you hanging out, checking out McGee's Back Room. It also makes me think of that disease. It's not a disease, it's a condition. I think it's called synesthesia, when you can see colors. And I'm not talking about when you're tripping on LSD, but just being able to see music and hear things. I don't know. Google it, check it out. So going back a bit, we heard Radiohead with the Fortet remix of their song Scatterbrain, and then a new track from the Knot Twist. New record comes out on Sub Pop. I forget what it's called, but if you go to subpop.com, you can check it out. I think you can still pre-order it and get it on the colored vinyl, if you're into that sort of thing, the colored vinyl, you know, records. I'm going to listen to a song by Gretchen Losi. This is from her new record, and I forget what it's called, but it was on top of Rainbow Records' best-selling records this week. She just did an in-store there to celebrate the release of her new record. And I have a funny story about her, because one of my bands, Nomads OK, played with her, and I wanted to get opening bands that were different. And so I got Gretchen to play, and she's totally folky. She's mellow, and she's got a really pretty voice. It's kind of, you know, just old school, kind of folky, that 70s kind of thing. And that was cool, because my band played like this really loud, crazy, obnoxious music, so it was really cool to juxtapose. And at the end of the night, when we played, the guy who paid us said, whatever you do, don't bring those fucking bands around here. Again, talking about Gretchen Losi and the other guy who played, it just was so funny, because just a little bit down the road, now she's got a record out, and they sell a ton of them at Rainbow Records in Newark, and I think people are coming around to her music. This is called All Around the River.
Wine, the secrets of the world But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the wealthy, the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pocket. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back. So they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. And by the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Man. You know?
The music industry is lying to you. It is telling you that you are excited. And you are excited. And you are excited. Or rather, you have confused excitement with the fear of missing out. Which is understandable, as these two feelings are very closely related. Focusing as they do on the heart and the groin, in a bloody mess, pregnancy tests, and too little sleep. A survey says that shouting inanities in a regional accent is valuable to culture. Look at EastEnders, Soccer AM, or The Queen's Speech. A survey says paedophiles run the BBC, but look at the alternatives. Drowning men clutching at straws through their bell-end helmets, sad woman dreaming of being owned by them, their children, eventual despoilers of high streets, clad head to toe in menstrual blood, screaming sexual insults into bedroom mirrors is a sad belief it will empower them, and it will empower them, and it will empower them. At least, that's what it says on my cereal packet. That's what it says on my receipt from the Apple Store. Good Lord. I cannot identify the bloodied bodies of my loved ones. They were killed whilst watching a new television show on the MTV network.
Kim Kardashian is chased through woodland by a giant bear wearing a mask which carries the visage of recently deceased film director Michael Winner. The bear has apparently not qualified for a workplace pension and is angry with Daniel Day-Lewis for what he perceives to be the relative lack of action in There Will Be Blood, which he otherwise enjoyed but found a little precious for his taste. Anyway, after 20 minutes of panicked running around, intercut with interviews with friends and other celebrities, the production team behind the show all simultaneously come to the same horrifying conclusion. They are faced with the precious gift of life which has been given to them by science. They start attacking themselves with the nearest available objects, breaking off camera tripods to ram them bloodily into each other's eyes, climbing up the highest branches of trees to fall face down onto the pulsing earth, the whole time shrieking and screaming with the sudden primal vigor of lost souls who have forgotten language and seem intent on shouting their black hearts from their gray, semi-erect chest. Right. They face the pigs. They face the pigs they were. They face the pigs. They face the pigs they were. Anyway, my family members, otherwise enjoying a restful Sunday afternoon spent basking in the Christian lie of a benevolent and loving God, witness this horror through the prism of their television set. Concentrated howl of psychic and bloodied anguish which has utterly enveloped the unlikely woodland scene is transmitted directly into the heart of our living room. And advance from the screen and into their eyes and their hearts and their minds and their hips and their bits. Advance from the screen and into their eyes and their hearts.
And so now I'd like to say, people can change anything they want to. And that means everything in the world. People are running about following their little tracks. I am one of them. But we've all got to stop just following our own little mouse trail. People can do anything. This is something that I'm beginning to learn. People are out there doing bad things to each other. It's because they've been dehumanized. It's time to take the humanity back into the center of the ring and follow that for a time. Greed, it ain't going anywhere. They should have that in a big billboard across Times Square. Without people, you're nothing. That's my spiel.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
this is you? Eyes closed, out in the rain. You never thought you'd be doing something like this. You never saw yourself as... I don't know how you describe it. It's like one of those people who like looking up at the moon, or who spend hours gazing at the waves or the sunset, or... I guess you know what kind of people I'm talking about. Maybe you don't. Anyway, you kind of like it being like this. Fighting the cold and feeling the water seep through your shirt and getting through to your skin. The feel of the ground growing soft beneath your feet and the smell. And the sound of the rain hitting the leaves. All the things they talk about in the books that you haven't read. This is you. Who would have guessed it? You.
Thank you.
One of the cool things about doing McGee's Back Room is that people listen in and send messages and talk with me while I'm doing the show, and I really appreciate you doing that. It's like we're sitting here and listening to music together and talking about music and weird stuff and laughing and having a good time. And really, that's what's so cool about music. It just brings people together, and you can share and listen, and people hear different things, and they're hearing the same thing at the same time, but then so many people can interpret it in different ways and hear different parts, especially if you're a musician. It can be annoying because if you're a musician, you're constantly like listening and dissecting and critiquing and tearing it apart to see how it's made. Whereas other people can just listen to music and just not even think about it. And sometimes I envy those people, but really it is something just amazing, a gift that it's art. It's really what it is. And I love to consume music, sit there and listen to it all day and night. And rarely do I want silence, but sometimes silence is good. If that's the case, then just listen to quiet music, you know. Big G's Back Room, we heard Tortoise with Glass Museum, an old ripper from the Damned called Love Song. That's from the album Machine Gun Etiquette, their third record, and that's probably their best record, just a killer record all the way through. Cannot go wrong with that. We heard Future of the Left before that, Singing of the Bone Saws, kind of some pretty over the top, that crazy bass sound. Just, I think the dude from the Jesus Lizard's the only guy I can think of that had kind of a comparable bass sound, at least on record. Just pretty intense, really cool stuff from that band, former dudes from Van McCluskey. Gonna go back to the Sub Pop label. This is a record that came out a few years ago. I believe it did anyway. Let me just double check that. Yeah, it came out in, wow, it's already been 2012 this came out. Seems like it was more recently. This is the band Beach House. This is the first song off their most recent record. The record's called Bloom. Has a, my version anyway, I think the original or the first edition, it's this black cover. It's got these white dots on it. They're kind of slanted, so it's at an angle. It's not just dots straight on. And if you turn the lights off, those dots glow in the dark. It's really subtle. Really cool. Just a great example of how you can even make the package that the records that music comes in can make it art. I mean, it's just, it's really limitless. Again, with the technology and the electronics, I mean, it's just infinite sounds that we can make and listen to. Beach House. Beach House with the song called Myth from their 2012 album on Sub Pop Records called Bloom. Really like the last two records they did, Teen House and Bloom. Bloom's also a store on Main Street in Newark, Delaware. Very cool shop full of cool stuff. Need to stop in there again soon. Mimi, who runs that place, is a big supporter of music and fan of music. Appreciate her support. McGee's Back Room. Have not done this in a while. Getting down to the last 20 minutes of the show or so. It's all downhill from here, so going to play as, try to fit in as many songs as possible, which, of course, means probably going in the vein of punk rock. Going to start off with a relatively slow song, and then it's just going to get faster and faster from here on out. So get ready to mosh in your bedroom. I'm going to be moshing here in the back room. Excuse me. This is Naked Ray Gun with I Don't Know.
Overheard drunk, sitting in bars, talking about sex, talking about guns, talking about football, women have fun. They just keep talking, but don't say much. I'm a product of my environment. My vocabulary, like licking the gutter. Words that cut are sharp, cut like a hot knife through butter. Not my fault, but
nothing's wrong with the litigation. I don't need a new vocation. I'm a product of my environment. Think that occur. Events take place that will wipe the smile. I'm a product of my environment. I'm a product of my environment.
It does not get any better than the Jesus Lizard. Seriously. The Jesus Lizard. Phew. So good. So good. If you're a fan, check out book. I think it comes out in widespread release. I don't know what that means. They put a limited edition out. Came out a couple months ago, but the regular version's coming out very soon, I believe. Akashic Books, I think you can get it for, the cover price is like $25. You can get it for cheaper on Amazon, but if you want to buy it direct from Akashic or a place like Atomic Books out of Baltimore, that would be the thing to do. Before that, a bunch of rippers, people like Misfits, Articles of Faith, Circle Jerks, and Naked Ray Gun. Going to close things out with a band that hails from Italy called Uzeda. Not sure when they're due to put out a new record. Some of the folks also playing the band Bellini. I know Bellini's going to do a new record this year. I know they recorded it. So hopefully that'll come out. Both bands equally as good. Maybe Uzeda a little bit better. Thanks for listening to McG's Back Room. Appreciate it.